This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And Gwyneth, I got an email from you telling me that one of our class members, a guy by the name of Bruce, who lives in Hawaii, contacted you because I mentioned that I could not get a calf bolus anywhere that I could find in the United States. And so he contacted you from Hawaii, and you're in Australia, to let you know that he found some, and he actually bought them. And what I didn't say was it had to be a very specific kind called Sustain 3, which would counteract the E. coli problem that calves get. What happens is the mama calves lie down in the grass. They pick up E. coli on their udders. The new calves nurse on the udders that have E. coli on them, and next thing you know, the calves have diarrhea and they can die from it. So that particular kind of bolus is not available. And Bruce didn't have all the information. I didn't give out all the information. You can get cow boluses. They're available right now, but not for calves, called Sustain 3, S-U-S-T-A-I-N-I-I-I. So I had a nice chat with Bruce. I called him up, and we talked, and unfortunately what he was able to get was not the kind we need, and he's able to return it. But what I wanted to say is thank you so much. That was very kind of those who tried to help us with calf boluses. Very nice, right?
Yeah, I have no idea what calf bolus is. I think, is it a type of colostrum?
No, what it is, it's a way of treating diarrhea. It's a large caplet, very large. It's about the size of half of your finger. And you insert it down the calf's throat with I'll call it a stick. It's actually a plastic wand with a the end that you hold with your hand has like a plunger, and you push it, and it releases from the grip of this wand the bolus down the calf's throat, because you can't get a calf to eat medicine unless it's through a nipple in a bottle. But and it works great, but it's not in production anymore, and everybody's out of them. The veterinarians don't have them. Nobody has them. I believe worldwide. So I'm thinking that there's got to be a reason for this. And it can't be that they couldn't sell them, because they are really popular with farmers. Yes. And I have a feeling that maybe our government said, you know what? These things are so dangerous. Maybe they're being used in the manufacturing of some drug that the government calls illegal. I don't really know what the reason is. I'm just hypothesizing that maybe that's what it is. Or maybe the government said, well, you know what? These things can catch on fire if they're in a box and they're shipped, so we can't ship them anymore. Or maybe they're used for reloading. Or I don't know what. But I have a feeling that our government has done something to stop the manufacturing process of these calf boluses, which is going to cause more calves to die, which is going to further exacerbate the problem of our food supply.
Cattle farmers running an economical business.
It's darn near impossible right now. It really is. We have had a rash of calves die. Unbelievable. We are up yesterday was the latest one. We called the vet, our son, my wife. We're out there. The calf was breached. It was backwards. And when you pull a calf out, you have to help the mama cow tranquilize the mama so she'll not be racing away from you because she's afraid. You know, a first-time mama cow really doesn't know what's going on. So you tranquilize her to get her to lie down, and then you pull the calf out. But when you pull it out backwards, it's really rough on the internal organs. They're not made to go backwards, and it damages the lungs and internal organs, and they almost always die. And ours lived for... We got him into the kitchen, put him in a dog cage, a very, very large dog cage. Everything was good. He died. So that happens. And the veterinarian said that, you know, sometimes you go a year and you don't have any. Another time, you know, next year you might have one. And then next year you might have all the calves die. And it seems like that's our year right now. We're up to number 16. And it's absolutely gut-wrenching, heartbreaking to see this. And, you know, but that's the kind of thing that's going on. Now, could we have prevented this calf from being breached? I don't think so.
No, it happens that way sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, I've never had anything to do with cattle, but we've had the occasional litter of puppies get born around here. And, you know, when they're born, they generally get sold, and that helps to pay for the dog food. So we don't actually make any money from that. But, you know, I reason, well, the puppies are going to people who are going to love them, and they're going to have happy lives, so I'm okay with that. But you know what? You've got to pay attention when it's giving birth time. And... you know, because if there's, you know, there's any number of things that can go wrong, and you've got to just make sure that everything is okay. Yeah.
You know, that's a really good point, and we check our cows 3 times a day. Now, the only thing we could do to spend more time with them is just live out in a tent, I guess, out in the field. But we literally are out there 3 times a day. For an hour and a half at a time. That's way more than most farmers spend with their cows. But you know, maybe someday I'll put a video out. I looked at one that our son took yesterday of feeding time, and he was feeding the cows, and he was in the tractor, and he was unrolling hay, and the cows came over, and then the calves, you know, raced over, and it was really a, you know, very wonderful sight. The only problem is it's like 30 meg of data, and so that's a lot to send. But I'd like to put it on the internet so people could see kind of what this is like. It's farming is a, you know, at times it's gut wrenching, it's heartbreaking. It's fraught with problems. You know, it's not like going to work and having a, you know, at the office and having a hard day. It's not like that. It's cold. It's windy. It's rainy. It's snowy. It's icy. And then it's hot. You
and
know,
dry
you're always
and
fighting.
Dusty. And don't
yep,
get dry and dusty.
Right. And I was reading an article
and you're worrying about if something goes wrong with one of the animals, if they begin to, I don't know if you have a problem with bloat where you are.
Not really. We don't.
That can be a problem with the cattle farmers in a lot of places,
mm-hmm.
especially where they have a lot of nitrogenous plants growing in their mm-hmm. pasture,
mm-hmm.
and that the new growth comes in spring, and the cows can just blow up and die.
Yeah, well, that can happen if they eat too much clover.
Yeah,
you're right. So we're very careful on... We try to protect our cows as best we can, but we've got to find even better ways. We really do. And, you know, when I'm probably the only guy who's a cattle farmer who will talk about cows dying, because when our listeners listen to this, they're probably saying, oh, man, you know, Finelli's not doing a good job at all. Well, I'm trying to let people know that bacteria is now coming from the sky. It literally is coming from the sky. There's a report on the Internet. I didn't fully read it. But scientists are saying, wow, this is unbelievable. Bacteria is floating around. It's coming from other countries. It's airborne. So things that are happening in other countries are landing in your country. And we're getting sick. And maybe that's the new pandemic.
It's coming from the chemtrails.
I believe it. I absolutely believe it. And, you know, I've been fighting this literally with my own health for a couple of years now. And it's, believe me, it is absolutely no fun. No fun at all. You know, I've limited the amount of time that I spend on the phone with people because I just flat out can't do it. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine running out of talking power? I mean, really? Well, it's true. It's absolutely true. And the sad thing is there are people around here who I know that are dying and have died from what I believe is the same thing. So I'm doing a lot of things that they're not doing, like colloidal silver, like oil of oregano. I'm even going to try colostrum. I'm even going to try taking cow colostrum to see if I can
I think
fend
you'll
off
find it. That really, really benefits you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? Because when we were, a number of years ago, when we had a few goats in the suburbs, my youngest son, the neighbor sprayed his yard with Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
And my son was playing in our front yard, and I was, sitting in the lounge room, and I actually saw this, and I saw him go over to the fence, and it was too late by the time I'd seen him do this. The neighbor's dog had been rolling around in the Roundup sprayed grass. The contractor who came to spray the grass had just left. The dog went and rolled on the grass, and my son went across to the fence. He knew the dog. He called the dog across and gave it a pat. And because he was a little kid, of course, he put his hand in his mouth.
Oh,
and
wow.
It all happened so quickly. This happened in a time space. I was not able to get up off the sofa, run out the door, and down to the gate and just say no in time to stop this. And he was coughing almost non-stop, day and night, for 6 months. And the only thing that brought him right again was raw goat's milk. Freshly milked from our own goats, including goat colostrum.
Let's talk more about this when we come back. Gwyneth Isaacs.
Yeah.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Gwyneth, you gave your son goat's milk.
Yeah.
Please tell us more about that.
Yeah, I tried everything to get rid of this cough, and it was a hacking cough, and it was day and night. And the only thing that worked, I tried just about every cough mixture you could possibly imagine, and the only thing that worked, actually it was a combination of things. It was goat's milk, including... I had a goat that gave birth, and when I have a goat that gives birth, what I do is I milk out the colostrum once a day, okay? So the goat gets a chance to make the colostrum for its baby to drink, and then I milk the colostrum out, and if I have a freezer, I store it in the freezer. At that time, we were living on the grid, so we did have a freezer. These days, if I had goats, I probably wouldn't bother because we don't have a freezer at the moment. But, yeah, I found out that the children were going into the freezer and were helping themselves to the ice blocks of goat colostrum. And at the time, I said, "Boys, you really shouldn't do that." But in hindsight, I can see that something in them told them that they needed this. Okay, you know, when you're a kid, if there's a particular, or even when you're a big person, if you feel that there's a particular nutritional lack, you'll begin to crave a certain type of food. Like if you're not getting enough protein, you'll begin to crave meat, or you'll begin to crave cheese or milk or eggs or something like that. And it's a really, really good idea if you're a big person, unless, you know, like you're craving McDonald's or something, you shouldn't fulfill that craving. But the craving reflex is there for a reason. And my son had begun to crave these little ice blocks, which were goat colostrum, that I put in the freezer. And I was also giving him goat's milk, you know, probably at least once, twice, three times a day, just a cup of goat's milk. And that and a humidifier at night, in combination, managed to fix this terrible, terrible, you know, irritation in his lungs. But that affected his health. He was a sickly child. Like anything that would come by, he would get it for years afterwards. And I thank God in heaven above that his health has improved in the last few years. Since we've been out here, and he's actually beginning to look really, really good now. You know, but for many years, if there was any bug, any cold, any flu that was going around, you could be sure someone would sneeze on him and he'd catch it. And he would stay sick for a week, two, three, 4 weeks. And it's because of that one, that tiny, tiny window of time, you know, I'm talking about a matter of seconds, of where the dog rolled in the grass, he saw the dog, he pulled it over, put his hand through the fence, patted it, put his hand in his mouth. You know, the whole thing would not have taken more than about 10 seconds. You know, and it was, you know, I couldn't get out there quickly enough to stop it at the time. And
I had a friend.
You know, I think that whoever invented that blooming chemical, Roundup, you know, I don't think I could say on air what ought to be done to them, because it's generated so much harm. That's one small example. One small example, one child whose health was ruined for years because of that. You know, just a few seconds, just a few seconds, and just a tiny, tiny amount of contamination. And it just absolutely destroyed his health for years. But like I say, he's going to be fine, and his health, he's so much better now than he was. But it was goat's milk and goat colostrum and a humidifier were the keys to getting his health back.
When we come back, I'll tell you a story about Roundup and one of my friends, and he died. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwen, if you were interested in getting your hands on the guy who, I guess, developed Roundup, is that what you said?
Something like that.
Oh, Okay. Well, I met a guy close to that.
Damage to my son.
All right. Well, I met a guy who is involved in this. His name is Roy Blunt. Roy, R-O-Y, last name B-L-U-N-T, the senator from Missouri, U.S. senator. And I'm going to read you an article. I met this guy at an airport hangar. He flew in with Wayne LaPierre, who was at the helm of a gun lobby, the NRA.
Yeah.
So here's the article. It was on grist.org, April 4, 2013. Goes on to say, after much hemming, hawing, and hulking, some crack reporters have solved the case of the Monsanto rider. The new law that gives GMO crops legal immunity. It was Senator Roy Blunt, Republican, Missouri, in the boardroom with the inappropriate relationships with big ag lobbyists. Politico first broke the Blunt story. Just how cozy the Missouri senator is with the GMO giant who he worked with to write and pass the rider. If Senator Blunt continues carrying Monsanto's water in the Senate, the company will have gained the allegiance of a wily and proven political operator. That is the government slash Monsanto connection. Roy Blunt. I met him, and I'll tell you what, I was, you know, you see these people, and they hug and kiss babies and all that kind of stuff. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. These people are out for themselves. They're weak. They will sell you out. They'll sell out their wives and children for their own personal pleasure. Now, that's my opinion. Okay, so if you type, if you go to a search engine, you type Roy Blunt, B-L-U-N-T, okay, you'll get a result that says, www.blunt.senate.gov, okay? And it goes on to say, as a father of four, and grandfather of six, Senator Blunt strongly shares Missourians' family values. He believes everyone should have the opportunity to succeed. Is a strong supporter of the right to life, and supports pro-growth, economic energy, and regulatory policies that will encourage the creation of more good paying. And it goes on. I can't see the rest of it at this point.
Oh, my gosh.
You sounds like he's our guy.
Sounds like he needs, you know, he's saying what he thinks that people want to hear. He is 100% politician. He doesn't care about
absolutely.
You. He doesn't
yep.
care about your children. You know,
right.
If I met him, I would say, see this boy, he looks like a big, strong, healthy boy, doesn't he? You should have seen him 6 and 7 years ago when he is coughing his lungs out day and night, every single day for 6 months. You know, and that for years and years and years and years after that every time a cold or a flu or a bug or whatever came through, that he would catch it, for sure. And it's quite interesting because even last year, this boy, he missed a huge amount of school through just, you know, colds and flus, whatever was going around, he would catch it, and I would keep him at home because he'd be coughing and coughing, and that was just this last year. And it got to the point he missed so much school that the school sent the child protection. And, you know, my other son was having other health issues as well. He went to the school nurse And I think that that probably played into it. And the fact that we might have had a big fat target painted on our back somehow might have played into it too. Anyway, that the school ended up authorising Child Protection to interview my children without my knowledge or consent. And, you know, I found out about that and I basically was not a happy camper about it. And so I filed affidavits against the Child Protection Department and I filed affidavits against the school. And that's why he's now being homeschooled.
Good for you.
I don't have to put up with that. They didn't know the backstory. I'm sure I'd never told the school. I don't think I did ever tell the school about what had happened with him touching the dog that had been rolling in the Roundup sprayed grass, yada, 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 and about how he had been, you know, it really, really seriously affected his health. And, you know, but that was just a completely over-the-top reaction. And, you know, I don't have to put up with that. Neither does anybody out there. And I filed affidavits against them basically saying, if you continue to come after us, you are going to get sued. Because there are grounds for damages here. And it was their action years and years ago that's resulted in the problems that my son's been having. That they're more or less under control now. But he was beginning to experience health issues from the impact that they had on our family many years before. And I was able to go and prove that through some really significant research studies that have been, you know, through Ivy League universities and such and so forth. And, but, you know, if you stand up against these people, if you stand your ground, ultimately, you don't have to consent to contract with them. They have to back down. You're not their slave, okay? And you've got to understand, these people are not on your side. They want to hurt you, and they want to hurt your family. And if you don't stand up for your land and your family, you are going to lose them against these people. You need to stand up for your freehold allodial property rights. If you're in the United States, that's something that has to be won back here in Australia into the future, but you need to retain your right to bear arms in the United States. You need to, you need to stand against the child protection people. You need to homeschool your children. Because if you don't, you're going to lose your rights over your own children to raise them as you see fit. And, you know, you're going to lose your land if you don't stand up for your freehold allodial rights. And that includes, you know, standing against their right, so-called, which is not a right at all because they're a private corporation. They charge you property taxes. That's contract without consent. And when they come at you with the property tax thing, you need to come at them with UCC 1/308, which means all rights reserved, including the right for you to live on your own land and build any structure you feel like and manage your land as you see fit. You know, and dig a mine. If you've got minerals on your land, go and dig a mine. Don't ask their permission. You know, just be responsible about it and don't poison the groundwater or anything like that. But you don't want to do that because it's your land, you know. And you don't want to do that because you've got a neighbour who's downstream of you. You don't want to poison the water course. That's what they do. Right.
I've got a couple comments for you about this. Actions that I've taken. So, class, you've heard Gwyneth say these things, and you're probably wondering, can you really do that? Can you really say no? Well, of course you can. And I've said it many times, and I'm going to say again some of the things that I do that is against the wishes of the other team. And I said it today. I read the letter from the IRS. The IRS is, it's going to take them 60 days to figure out what in the heck I've done. Well, I made up my own form. It's not a form. Actually, it's a letter. I sent them a letter. They want me to use their form, and I say, no. I didn't quite say no. What I did was I responded with my own form. I've been threatened by the state of Missouri corporation. They wanted to steal our farm. They wanted to put liens against our property. And I came out swinging. I said, no. You know, you thugs aren't going to do it. You parasites aren't going to do it. I named their names. Okay, so some of you may think I get away with it because I have a radio show. No, no, I've been doing this for a long time. When I go into Lowe's or a store and I use my credit card and they say ID, need to see an ID. And I ask them why. And they can't tell, well, for your own protection. Well, I don't need protection. I'm okay, let's just go with the transaction. Oh, I need to see your ID. And then I tell them no. No, you have a choice. You can put all the stuff back or you can let the transaction go through. Pick one. It's okay with me if you want to put it all back, go ahead. But I'm not going to give you an ID to buy a gallon of paint. I'm not going to do it. And when I get stopped by the police...
You want an ID to buy a gallon of paint?
Well, yeah, at Lowe's. To protect me from myself. They want to make sure I am me. Literally, they want to make sure that's my credit card. And they'll say, well, this just to protect you. Okay, so you don't think it's me? Well, no, I think it's you. Okay, so what's the problem? Well, I just need to see an ID.
Oh,
well,
man.
You don't think it's me? No, I think it's you.
I think we're just... in some parallel universe.
Yeah, yeah, well, I don't do it. I will not show my ID to buy something.
Good
I will
on
not
you.
Do it. I'm not a criminal. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the PC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
If you'd like to find out more about Gwyneth Isaacs, you can just go to USA Preparers and click on the Instructors tab. You'll find the link, and they'll take you right to her Facebook page. Gwyneth, I have a couple quick comments before you tell us about infrastructure in the last segment that we're in right now. Homeschooling. So when we wanted to homeschool our children, it was really simple. We told the school system we were going to homeschool. And I said, can we borrow the textbooks that we paid for with our real estate taxes? Can we just use them and return them at the end of the school year? And they said, no. Okay. I said, okay. And then they said, all right, we want to test your children and, see how well they're doing with these, standardized testing. And we'll put that in with our test scores for the, for the school system. And I said, no.
No.
So they said, no, we couldn't use their books. I said, no, they couldn't have, 99 percentile test scores. That's the way it works. So the bottom line, class, is you can say no. Our sheriff deputy...
You don't have to consent to contract with them.
Right.
They're a private corporation.
Right. Our sheriff's deputy showed up one night at the farm, and he was riding around, close to midnight. And I wanted to know what was going on. I didn't agree to let them come here. And I got to run around, so I called the sheriff during the bottom of the hour break, the next broadcast, which was a Monday morning. And I told the sheriff, do not come on my farm. Do not trespass. I told the sheriff, don't show up at my farm. Don't come here. So what I'm saying, class, is you can say no. And I've said it to the highest constitutional authority in our county, get off my land. Don't come back.
Yep.
And you can do it. Infrastructure. Gwyneth, please share your thoughts with the crumbling infrastructure.
Okay. Basically, you look out there in any area of the United States, and I would put Australia on that list too from what I can see, our infrastructure is crumbling. And if you're not off the grid already, you'd better get off the grid, because the water supply, the sewage lines that's running on the grid is absolutely at the point of collapse, to the point where you're actually getting sinkholes develop. And you look at what's running in underneath the sinkhole, and it's a sewage line. That's happening in the United States now. And it's happening on a massive scale, and it's mostly not getting reported. And ditto for water lines. And the electrical infrastructure is getting so, well, you know, they're more interested in profit than maintaining their own systems. You were pointing that out earlier. But there's not going to be a grid in 5, 10, 15 years' time, whatever. It's just not going to be there. The roads, the bridges, everything is at a point of collapse. It's going to cost $15 trillion with a T dollars to fix all the infrastructure problems in the United States. And I don't know where they're going to come up with that money. I don't think they're going to be able to come up with that money, because there's no... they can't see that there is an absolute economic benefit to fixing the roads, to fixing the sewage lines, to fixing the water supplies, to fixing the electrical grid, okay? But if, you know, if you're in a rural area, you better make sure you've got a four-wheel drive. Because if you haven't got a four-wheel drive, you might not be able to use the roads in a few years' time. Because they're not being maintained. And I'm not talking about, well, the gravel roads are basically not being maintained in a lot of areas. But I'm talking
about... Yeah, like right in front of our farm.
The bitumen roads are not being maintained.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
You talk about four-wheel drive.
You talk about water lines. We lived in Virginia. The water lines were in such a state of disrepair, the town couldn't pay for it from neglect. And what they did was they said, well, we need a prison, a private prison. Why? Because when the prison comes to town, we'll have to dig up the roads. They'll pay for it so that the prisoners can have clean water. The solution to the decaying water lines and infrastructure was to put in a prison, because the prison would have to pay for the repairs. That's how bad it is in the United States. I was there when it happened. Gwyneth, thanks so much for being with us.
Similar here. You have a good week, won't you?
You too. See you next class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.